Maryland mom of twins worries over baby formula shortage, this is scary. By Hannah Blow on May 11, 2022. A Maryland mom of four is furious at the Biden administration for the current state of affairs in the country, particularly the supply chain crisis and the impact it is having on her children, as she struggles to find formula for her 10-month-old twins. "I have enough formula for two babies for 14 days," Kayla Zarenko, a mom of four, told Fox News Digital, explaining that she has searched the tri-state area for formula for her babies. "Where am I going to find formula after that?" This was not always an issue for Zarenko, as she breastfed her children up until January 2022, but stopped because she contracted the Chinese coronavirus, thrusting her among other parents who are facing similar panic over shortages of baby formula. "I sent him, her husband, for a curbside order and the order got canceled," Zarenko told Fox News Digital, explaining that they were eventually able to find some at Target. After that, she tried to breastfeed again, but she realized that her milk supply just never came back to a sustainable level after she contracted the virus. According to Fox, the mom of four broke down in tears during the interview over the struggle to feed her children. "Is this how it's looking every single morning when I wake up? I just kind of hit a breaking point, on Monday. And I got really upset and I was pissed off. And I was scared," she said. She has also voiced her worries on social media. "This has got to be addressed," she wrote on Facebook on May 9. "Raise the gas prices, inflate the food, but give our babies the food they need. How the hell did this just become optional?" She continued. "I shouldn't have to search a tri-state area for baby formula, and still not find any. My online orders are being canceled, stores are out, with no end in sight. I have enough formula for 14 more days and I've got two babies. It has become a full-time job for me searching daily for formula to ensure we don't run out, but every day, I come up empty. I don't see anyone outraged over this besides parents." She added that the issue should be a top priority immediately for every government agency in this joke of an administration. "This is scary." For now, Zarenko is trying to find workarounds, as her family in other parts of the country are checking local stores for baby formula and sending it to her if they have any. But even when they do find some, the family runs into snags, as customers are typically limited to purchasing a certain amount as stores such as Walgreens and CVS are rationing the supply. "I have to show them pictures of my twins," she said. "I'm like, look, I really have two babies. Formula is fundamental for all of us moms who don't have a choice in the matter. And we're going to have babies that are malnourished," she said, adding that people are complaining about gas prices and inflation, but pointing out, at least food and gas are available. "Gas is way too high and it's overpriced. But it's available, that is the difference. I would almost rather the formula be available and the prices inflated, like everything else in the country right now," she said, adding that the Biden administration would likely be jumping in to fight the battle if the country ran out of gas rather than formula. Biden's baby formula shortage has driven countless parents across the country into panic, as they tell the stories of their struggles to access nourishment for their babies. Since early April, baby formula out-of-stock rates have soared to 40% across the country, according to our analysis, Ben Reich, CEO of DataAssembly, told Breitbart News. Baby formula demonstrated inflationary spikes in July of 2021, and the situation has continued to worsen the first few months of 2022. Inflation, supply chain shortages, and product recalls have continued to bring volatility to the category, and continues to be one of the most affected products in the market, he added. This week, Senator Debbie Stabenow, DME, attributed the baby formula shortage to the economic shutdown during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has yet to allow an Abbott Laboratories plant in Sturgis, Michigan, to reopen, after it was forced to recall baby formula and shut down over allegations of contaminated formula months ago. The FDA has not said when it can reopen, even though an investigation revealed that infant formula produced at our Sturgis facility is not the likely source of infection in the reported cases and that there was not an outbreak caused by products from the facility, according to Abbott.